For this Thursday, July 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Tonight at Avery's Place, there was supposed to be a family back-to-school night sponsored by the Mount Vernon Kiwanis Club, but it has been postponed due to the extreme temperatures. Coming up on Saturday at Harmony State Park, there is a back-to-school bash from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. There will be games with prizes, a foam machine, free food, free goodie bags, music by DJ Joe, sprinklers, inflatables, sensory activities, and nature tattoos. Gate fees do apply, but an annual pass will be accepted. The event is just south of the gatehouse. Planned Parenthood officials have announced they will be closing their Evansville location. According to officials, to sustain Planned Parenthood's mission and protect care access across our region for years to come, they are consolidating resources after a careful evaluation of patient needs and the challenges they face. In a press release from Planned Parenthood, they say these challenges include rising costs, low reimbursement rates, the lasting effects of COVID-19, the aftermath of the Dobbs decision, and targeted attacks on reproductive health care. For years, Planned Parenthood's Evansville location provided essential health care from STI testing and birth control to cancer screening. Planned Parenthood officials say between 30-40% of their patients are on Medicaid. They also say a good portion of their patients are uninsured. They say there are still options for patients who rely on the Evansville location, including expanded telehealth services, traveling to another location, or helping their patients find local providers. Evansville's Planned Parenthood location will permanently close to in-person appointment services on September 4th. FEMA officials say President Donald Trump has approved a major disaster declaration for the state of Indiana. An announcement from FEMA on Wednesday says the federal disaster assistance is available to the state of Indiana to supplement recovery efforts in the areas affected by severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding from March 30th through April 9th of this year. Public assistance, federal funding is available to the state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency work and the repair and replacement of facilities damaged by the severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding in counties including Vandenberg, Warwick, and Perry counties. In total, Indiana Governor Mike Braun says the disaster declaration unlocks more than $15 million in funds to support 23 counties throughout Indiana. There is a turning point for renewable diesel fuel production in Indiana. Country Mart completed more than $100 million in upgrades to its diesel refinery. This will allow the company to utilize ISO dewaxing and co-processing technology. This means they can produce fuel by combining soybean oil with conventional diesel. This isn't just a good thing for Country Mart. Some local farmers say it's a good thing for them too. Country Mart says this is the largest investment in company history. They say expansion of the crude unit will take place next month to increase diesel fuel production, and co-processing will begin in September. Indiana drivers will soon have a new option at the license branch, the state's first all-black license plate. The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles officially revealed the blackout plates on Monday, joining a growing number of states offering the minimalist design. Beginning August 8th, the plate will be available for all Hoosier drivers registering a passenger car, light truck under 11,000 pounds, motorcycle, or RV. A disability-accessible version will be released at a later date, according to agency officials. Finishing up with some sports from Wednesday in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were shut out in Colorado by the Rockies 6-0. The Cardinals lost 2-3 in the series and are now just a game over 500 at 52-51. St. Louis went 1-5 on their six-game road trip to start their post-All-Star break schedule. They are home tonight as they begin a four-game set versus the San Diego Padres at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs lost at home to the Kansas City Royals 8-4 as the Royals took 2-3 in the series. The Cubs now sit at 60-42. They have the day off before playing a three-game series at the Chicago White Sox on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds ended a three-game losing streak as they shut out the Nationals in Washington 5-0. The Reds improved to 53-50. They are off today and will welcome the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set on Friday. That's news and sports for this Thursday, July 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.